Good morning. A milder start to the day across parts of interior New York and New England over the last several mornings. Most everyone starting in the upper 40s and lower 50s this morning under partly cloudy skies. Sunshine will be mixed with clouds today as some high, thin, and mid-level clouds streaming in from the south in association with what's left of Tropical Storm Beta as it works its way from the deep south into the Atlantic region. Passes on through. It'll remain dry today, and that sunshine will help push us into the lower to mid-70s on average for daytime highs. A frontal system will swing through on Friday, although it will be moisture-starved, and the clouds in the morning will give way to increasing sunshine, and it will remain mild with a touch more humidity in the air, and high temperatures will remain in the middle and even some upper 70s. Over the weekend, we'll watch the next more potent system dive into the Midwest and Great Lakes. As this happens, milder air will seesaw back up the eastern seaboard and into our region, and with the storm's track through the eastern Great Lakes and into southern Canada, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, an increasing southwesterly wind on Saturday, and highs in the upper 70s, and with more sunshine, highs will be around 80 on Sunday. That system, combined with upper-level energy, will pivot through our region on Monday, and skies will be mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers and maybe even some thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Cooler air will flow in through the middle of next week, and we still run the risk of a few leftover showers both Tuesday and Wednesday. On Tuesday, near 70, back into the mid-60s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain ahead of post-tropical cyclone Beta continues to make an impact across interior sections of the deep south east of the lower Mississippi Valley. The center of Beta slowly but steadily is tracking toward the east-northeast. A warm front extending east from the center of Beta will help organize a swath of heavy rain from Mississippi to northern Alabama and Tennessee today, followed by the southern Appalachians into the Carolinas tomorrow. The greatest threat, flash flooding, should be across Mississippi early today. The post-tropical cyclone is expected to gradually weaken as it moves slowly toward the southern Appalachians over the next couple of days. Meanwhile, an active weather pattern will bring a series of fronts and low-pressure systems into the Pacific Northwest, where unsettled weather will continue into the weekend. Some of the rain will reach into the northern Intermountain region. Meanwhile, upper-level ridging will extend from the southwest into the northern Rockies and east into the High Plains. This will lead to the possibility of record highs today and tomorrow over the central and southern High Plains. Fire weather will be elevated to critical from parts of the northern High Plains and Rockies to the Great Basin as wind gusts and dry weather sweep across ahead of that cold front. Smoke from wildfires will continue to result in poor air quality across parts of California and the northern and central Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 39 degrees with a northwest wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 49, 100% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Kaweah, California, to a low of 22 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 80, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 59. That's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation in our area yesterday, still just a half inch for the month, which is now 1.97 inches below normal, and 24.41 inches for the year, which is 4.21 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low, 48. The record high, 90, set in 2017, and the record low, 27, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., Sunset this evening, 6:48 p.m., 12 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild in the middle to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, milder Saturday in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm on Sunday near 80. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday, lower 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers on Tuesday and Wednesday, near 70 on Tuesday, mid-60s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.